This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and said he is looking forward to welcoming him in India. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections of the African nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the Finance Minister said, "People from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them." She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic efforts. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh inaugurated the campus tank in New Delhi for empowering the youth of the country. The flagship startup launchpad will provide the country's next generation founders with an early career professional opportunity to build the next big thing by setting up their own startup. The minister said to sustain, the startup movement should have a very strong industry linkage.
Today's event is the first of its kind. They have launched a campus tank dedicated to the startups, creating a structure where there could be an easy facilitation of public-private linkage with the university and academic institution acting as a catalyst. This trend would pick up across the country. We have reached number 3 in the startup sector. The startup movement to sustain should have a very strong industry linkage, rather early industry linkage.
In a major political development in Nagaland, Naga People's Front NPF, the oldest regional party in the Northeast, has formally appealed to Chief Minister Nephew Rio to return to the party and take up its leadership. The resolution was adopted by the party's Central Executive Council CEC during a meeting at the NPF Central Office in Kohima. This move comes amid growing speculation of a potential merger between the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP and the NPF. The CEC also called on sitting and former legislators, including 2 members of parliament and 60 MLAs, to unite under the NPF banner. Meanwhile, NPF President Apong Pongair reiterated his earlier statement expressing his willingness to step down if Chief Minister Rio decides to return. Indian archers at the World Archery Championship in Gwangju, South Korea, made a spectacular start to their World Championship campaign, storming into the finals of the compound men's team and mixed pair events to assure at least 2 medals. The men's team showed remarkable composure under pressure, coming from behind in all 3 contests, edging past Australia in a shoot-off, pipping the USA by a single point, and then toppling third-seed Turkey by 2 points to storm into Sunday's gold medal clash against France. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super 4s match at the Rajgir International Stadium in Bihar last evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super 4s. And that is the end of this news bulletin.